Well, greetings, everybody. With Bob Christopher and Richard Piper, I'm Bob Davis, and we welcome you to July at Basic Gospel. Basic Gospel is, of course, a media ministry dedicated to helping you hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. If there's something you'd like to talk about, let us hear about it. Give us a call right now if you can at 844-322-2742. That's the number for the U.S. and Canada, 844-322-2742. Well, it's a Monday, and it's Basic Gospel, and here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob, and it's a brand new month at Basic Gospel, and we're going to be celebrating our freedom and in Christ this month. I think it's an appropriate month to do that.
Yeah.
Also, I want to thank two of our radio stations, Faith Talk Atlanta, WDWD 590. They are featuring Basic Gospel as the ministry of the month in the Atlanta area. So we are so grateful for that. And also, special thanks to WMUZ, the Salt 1200 AM in Detroit. Yeah. They are featuring Basic Gospel as the ministry of the month. And to our listeners in those respective audiences, we have special offers for you. Booklets that we want to put in your hands that I think you will really, really enjoy. And pay attention to your local radio station there, and they will tell you how you can take advantage of those offers. And then we're going to have some offers throughout the month for you as well. So we are very grateful for the stations that we partner with.
Indeed.
That see fit to
yes.
carry the Basic Gospel broadcast. We think it's an important broadcast. We think the clear, direct message of Jesus Christ, his love, his grace, his forgiveness, his mercy, his life is what's needed in this world more than anything else. And so we are so grateful that radio stations will partner with us and enable us to get this message out to as many people as possible.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, when we talk about truth, when we talk about the gospel message, one of the things that is so vitally important for us to understand is that truth sets us free. These are the very words of Jesus. He said in verse 32 of John chapter 8, and if you don't know this verse or if you have yet to memorize it, we encourage you to do so, actually starting in verse 31. So Jesus said to the Jews who had believed in him, "If you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." So Jesus came, he spoke, and he merely spoke the words that God the Father told him to speak. He didn't speak on his own accord.
Right.
These weren't words that he was making up. He was really channeling the words of his Father. And so as he spoke, he was speaking the words of eternal life. He was speaking some very difficult words, and a lot of his disciples, those that had chosen to follow him and find out more about him, when he spoke these difficult words, they turned and left, and Jesus looked at his disciples, "How about you?"
Right.
The 12, and Peter stood up and said, "Where would we go, Lord? You have the words of eternal life."
Exactly.
That's truth that's going to set us free. So as we understand the very words of Jesus, we're going to understand truth. Truth about what? Truth about God the Father. Jesus Christ came into this world to make his Father known to us. I mean, sin had painted this horrible picture in our minds about what God was like.
Yeah.
Well, Jesus came to dispel all of those myths and to really lift up the true picture of God the Father, so that we could know that he is love, that he wants to extend his grace to us, to give us his very favor, and in giving us his favor, to do for us what we could not do for ourselves. So when we're speaking about truth, we're speaking about the truth about God the Father, and we're speaking truth about the grace of God that he has revealed to us in the person of Jesus Christ. That's ultimate reality.
Yeah.
If God did not choose to reach down to us in grace, he would still be a mystery to us.
Mm-hmm.
And we would never live fulfilled and satisfied lives. The only way that we can be fulfilled, the only way that we can live satisfied, contented lives is in a relationship with, in a correct, right relationship with God the Father. And there's only one way for that to happen, and that's by the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, us knowing the truth about God. I love how the Bible starts. I love how the Bible ends. There are two verses, just two verses, that tell the whole story. In the beginning, God. That's how the Bible starts. So the story is all about God. And we get to be a part of that story through one way and one way only. And that is the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's the last verse of the Bible. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with his people. So there's God. He's created everything. For everything to function correctly, it has to be in right relationship with God the Father. The only way for that to happen is through faith in Jesus Christ the Son, receiving the grace of God that has been poured out on us in Jesus Christ. And so Jesus goes on to say, when the Son has set you free, then you are free indeed.
Indeed.
That's the truth that we need, the truth about God the Father that's been revealed to us in Jesus Christ the Son, by grace through faith in Jesus.
Yes. That is basic gospel, friends, and we're glad you're here to hear it. 844-322-2742. We want to hear from you. We would like to have you be a part of this edition of Basic Gospel. If you have a question or something you'd like to discuss with us, give us a call right now. The lines are wide open at 844-322-2742. That's good in the U.S. and in Canada. Friends, I want to remind you to check out the information on our May-June 2019 visit to Israel and Jordan. Just click the banner at the top of the homepage at basicgospel.net to get all the information, and we hope to see you on that fabulous trip coming up next year. It's May and June, and it's going to be extraordinary.
Oh, it will be extraordinary. I love going to Israel. It's just the best trips I've ever taken, and I've taken a lot of trips, been lots of places. Here in the United States, Canada, Mexico, but there's nothing to compare to a trip to Israel.
Yeah.
The sights that you see, and just the fact that the Bible jumps to life in ways that you never dream possible. It's not that the Bible isn't going to jump to life apart from a trip to Israel, but there's something about going and seeing Jerusalem, seeing the Sea of Galilee, riding in a boat on the Sea of Galilee.
Yeah, it's that whole panorama of biblical history.
It's just amazing. And seeing it all through the lens of the New Covenant. You know, there's lots of folks that go and see it from different perspectives. We're going to look at it through the lens of the New Covenant. That's the covenant that we live in today. That is what was ushered in at the cross of Jesus Christ. And when you put those New Covenant lenses on, boy, it just really comes to life even more. So don't miss this opportunity. If you've been longing to go to Israel, if you've been longing to see the sites where your redemption was purchased, where your salvation was made available, then come join us. All the information is at basicgospel.net. Just click the banner at the very top of our homepage, and all the information is there. Sign up quickly. You don't have to pay all the money right now. There is a payment plan, so take advantage of that. Come join us next year for a trip of a lifetime to Israel.
Once again, the banner's at the top of the page at basicgospel.net. Well, again, open lines, 844-322-2742. Let us hear from you on this edition of Basic Gospel with Bob Christopher and Richard Pfeiffer. I'm glad that you're with us. My name is Bob Davis. And we had a question from Lee. Guys, this concerns John 5, verses 14 and 15. Lee would like us to explain that. It says, why does Jesus say, sin no more so nothing worse happens? Is he talking about consequences there?
Well, I don't know that he's really talking about consequences. I think he's talking about his attitude at the beginning of this story. I mean, he was grumbling that you know, that he couldn't get in the waters and then all of that stuff. And Jesus asked him, "Sir, do you want to be healed?" And obviously that was an important question, sure, because Jesus wasn't quite sure that the man wanted to be healed. There was something about his identity being wrapped up in getting sympathy from passerbys, folks saying, oh, poor thing, and all of that. And so Jesus is basically saying your unbelief has left you in this condition. So now that you've believed in Jesus, and that's the sin that he's talking about, the world's sin is unbelief. It's not all of these things, these actions out here. That's just the fruit. The root is unbelief, and his unbelief kept him paralyzed by this pool. And Jesus said, "Don't be paralyzed with fear. From this day forward, walk by faith in me."
Yeah.
So I think it's pretty simple. Richard, do you have any thoughts on that?
I think you just explained it. I mean, that's the issue. It's always the issue. I mean, Jesus shows up and wants to heal us, whether it's physical in this story's case or a spiritual healing, and he always asks us, do you want to be healed?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so many times we say, well, not right now.
Yeah.
I'd rather wallow in this mess for a little bit longer. And when we finally come to our senses and he does that, then Satan comes in with the doubt. And we always want to say, well, I'm not sure. And Jesus shows up again and said, look, I'm there. I'm living in you now. Believe.
Yeah.
Don't go back to that sin. You want to be free? Believe in me.
Yeah.
Don't go back.
Well, it also gets back to this question of identity. Who,
yes.
Who am I? And what kind of meaning and purpose do I have in life? And, you know, it's such a big deal. We've created a whole list of identities. Mm-hmm. Some are really good.
Yeah.
I mean, some are great labels to wear.
Yeah.
Others are not so good to wear. But we wear them because we at least know who we are, even if it's a disappointment. Mm-hmm. You know, there are people who struggle with alcohol. You know, the Bible says they're drunks. We've created a label that says alcoholics, and people wear that label, and they don't want to let go of it. You know, when you come to Christ, you're a child of God. You've become a new creation. Christ has come to live inside of you. There's something powerful about this union that you now have in Christ. Well, that gets diminished when you continue to carry a label from, you know, a problem that you've had in the past. Mm-hmm. It's time to say, hey, I'm in union with Christ. I want to walk by faith in who he is. I want to tap into the power of that resurrection. Mm-hmm. So that's really what Jesus is getting at here. Here's someone that would rather have continued in his old label. You know, I'm a paralytic. And I come by and I sit at these waters, and, you know, when I try to get in, somebody beats me in, and you know, woe is me, woe is me, woe is me. And there's some identity there, and there's a response that he gets from people, a certain amount of sympathy and some empathy, and that does something to him on the inside. But what has he done? He has sold himself short. He has sold God short. He has sold Jesus Christ short. And it's time to say, no, I'm going to walk by faith in Jesus. God has created me. God has sent Jesus on my behalf. I'm going to trust him, and I am going to walk gladly, confidently, boldly in that new identity that he has given me as a very child of the King.
Yeah. Lee, hope you're listening. That's a great answer from Bob and Richard, and again, we hope you're listening. And friends, if you have a question, can't get to us while we're actually on the air, you can get to us at 844-322-2742, and you can also drop an email to bob@basicgospel.net. William listens on Sirius XM Family Talk, Channel 131, had a question about Matthew 16, verse 19, and the question concerns this particular phrase, whatever is bound on earth will be bound in heaven. William asks, if we have bound God from entering schools and so forth, what in the world is bound God in heaven?
Well, it's we've got that so messed up.
Yeah.
you know, in Isaiah 60 or 61, I think, It's the first couple of verses there. Jesus, when he goes into the synagogue, he pulls out those scrolls and he goes to that particular section of Isaiah and he reads it and he says, God has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted and to set free the captives. So what is binding and loosing? Well, I think we have a lot of people that are just scattered all over the place. They're just broken and they're in a thousand pieces and life is tough. Well, what does the gospel do? What does Jesus Christ himself do? He gathers up those pieces and he binds them back together so that we can be whole and complete in him. You look at this idea of brokenness, you look at it in the Old Testament and you see that people were broken because they were lost and their lives were just a mess. And so God comes into the picture. He comes in on the scene in the person of Jesus Christ, and he says, I want to take all those broken pieces, and I want to put them together in such a way that you are whole and complete. And then we're all slaves to sin. We're all in bondage. We were all in bondage to sin and death. That was our history as lost people. So once we're bound together, we're made whole in Christ Jesus, then he opens up that prison door and says, go free. So he is loosing us. So we've been bound up by the gospel. We've been mended. We've been put together. We've been made complete in Christ. And now we are set free through the power of the gospel. And really, that's what binding and loosing is all about. So what's bound here on earth, what this gospel is binding up, it's because it's already been bound in heaven. Mm-hmm. What's loosed, what's set free here, it's because it's already happened in the heavens.
Yeah, this is not Jesus giving you and me permission to bind things and therefore make what we bind important in heaven. I mean, like we're controlling God. Okay, Richard, God's up there doing whatever he does, and he gets an interrupt. And, well, Richard bound something on earth. I guess I'd better bind it up here now. That's not how this works.
Yeah.
We are responding to the initiative of God in us because we have been saved, and we get to bring that salvation to other people. That is letting Jesus do exactly what you said, bind up their wounds and set them free. I mean, this is all of God, none of me. And let's get away from that nonsense that's saying I've got control over some of this.
And Jesus had given Peter the keys, the keys to the kingdom of heaven.
Mm-hmm.
And he used those keys in the book of Acts. So first, on the day of Pentecost, he unlocked the door for the Jews to receive the message, the good news concerning Christ. 3,000 were added to the body of Christ that day. But why? Because that was already bound and loosed in heaven.
Yeah.
And then in chapter 8, he went to Samaria and he unlocked the door. He used that key to unlock the door of the gospel for the Samaritans. And then in Acts 10, he did the same thing for the Gentile at Cornelius's house in Caesarea by the sea. So it's the gospel that mends. It's the gospel that sets free.
Absolutely. William Hope, you're listening, and that was another great answer. And friends, want to remind you that Basic Gospel has an online store with an expanding list of resources that clearly explain and teach the good news of the gospel of grace and Jesus Christ our Lord. Check it out in the resources menu at basicgospel.net.
And Bob, we have a special this month on Simple Gospel, Simply Grace. We're making it available to listeners for $10. That includes shipping. You're not going to get a better deal than that.
No.
Unless Amazon just comes and undersells us, which could be.
Could be.
And
then
that's a great deal. That's a better deal.
That's good.
But for right now, this is available through the Basic Gospel store for $10. And if you want to know more about Basic Gospel, if you want to know more about the life of Christ that we share, the forgiveness that you have, the freedom that you have in Christ Jesus. This definitely is the book for you. Simple Gospel, Simply Grace, $10, available at the Basic Gospel Store.
And that's good stuff right there.
Yes, yes,
it is.
Indeed.
Truly, it is. I've worked with people to go through that book.
Yeah.
It changes their lives because it's the truth of Jesus.
Simple Gospel, Simply Grace. Well, guys, had a question from Corey, who wrote to us through the Basic Gospel app. And, in context, is Galatians 2:17 in that particular passage, is he explaining the error of mixing law and grace, in which the end result will be failure and Christ being viewed as a minister of sin? In other words, if I try to live a righteous life by trying to obey the law and proclaiming Christ, will I portray Jesus as promoting sin when I fail to uphold the law, as I surely will? That's from Corey, who wrote to us through the app.
Well, we've all sinned and have fallen short of the glory of God. And the purpose of the law was to make us conscious of that reality, to shut our mouths before God and make us accountable to God. That's what the law does. And that's what it was designed to do on a spiritual level. So this is just part of that argument about the purpose of the law, and the fact that now that we've come to Christ, then we're no longer under the law. We've been redeemed from the curse of the law, and now we walk by faith in Jesus Christ. So the verse is, but if in our endeavor to be justified in Christ, we too were found to be sinners, is Christ then a servant of sin? Certainly not. Now, this is just a different way of asking that same question that Paul addressed in Romans 6 and 7, is the law sin? And he's moving it even further, is Christ a servant of sin? And the answer is absolutely not. It's like asking the radiologist, did this CT scan put this cancer in my body? And the answer is absolutely not. It is not an instrument of disease, of causing diseases. Mm-hmm. It's simply there to reveal.
Yes.
And so that's the purpose of the law. It doesn't put sin in us. It may stir it up a little bit. It may give it an opportunity, afford it an opportunity. But sin is the problem, not the law. The law just really reveals what the problem is, so that we can turn to Christ by faith. So neither the law is sin, nor is Christ a servant of sin.
Yeah. Very quick question from Tom. Is the Holy Spirit part of us once we are saved, or only when we die?
The Holy Spirit comes to indwell us the moment that we're saved.
Yes.
It's a very simple thing. And Paul really underscores that in Romans 8 when he says, if you don't have the Spirit, you don't belong to Christ.
Right.
So you can't be a Christian here and now without the Spirit of God living in you. And that's the great news. And Paul talks about that in Romans, in the book of Galatians, that when we receive Christ, we receive the gift of God's Spirit. So there's a union that takes place. We are in union, our spirit fused with God's Spirit, and that's what makes us new creations.
Yes.
And so if you're a believer, if you're in Christ, the Spirit of God indwells you on a permanent basis.
Great questions from our listeners and great answers from Bob and Richard. And friends, thank you for being with us for that. And friends, we want to remind you also that you need to check out the information on our May-June 2019 visit to Israel and Jordan. Click the banner at the top of our homepage at basicgospel.net to get all the information. As Bob was saying earlier, it's going to be a fantastic trip, and we hope you're going to be on it. Keep in mind also that if you have a question or something you'd like us to discuss on Basic Gospel, call 844-322-2742. That number is available at all times, 844-322-2742. You can also pose a question by email to bob@basicgospel.net. And remember also, we're streaming live video on both our Facebook and YouTube entries every day. We hope you'll check out our page, Basic Gospel page, and our YouTube channel. Well, now for Bob and Richard and the ministry team, I'm Bob Davis with your invitation to be back again tomorrow for another edition of Basic Gospel. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.